called Esther for Hatak, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So a prayer of David. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Attend unto me, and hear me. I mourn in my complaint, and make a noise, because to the chief musician upon Neginah, a psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction.